If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Minnesota Timberwolves re-signed two fan favorites and top scorers last season, forward Julius Randle and center Naz Reid. Terms of the deal, not yet released. I'm sure it'll
be. They were released a long time ago.
I just read what I write, but don't understand that things have been released.
Yeah. So the reason they made this official. All those numbers came out a few weeks ago. It's kind of weird because other teams are doing this too. They reached deals with both players fairly quickly when free agency started.
So why does it pop out now as news?
Because they officially signed them, and so. You could have said they made it official what has been well reported weeks ago that the Wolves have brought back Julius Randle and Naz Reid.
I should have had you check my scripts before I read.
Should have. 3 years, $33 million per for Julius, and then what was Naz? Naz was he 5 for $110, I think, right? No, I think he was 5 for $125. So I call that, I call that Susie Jones money.
But I have a question about that.
Sure.
Is there any misgivings or resentments between players for those that get more and those that get less?
Oh, absolutely. Can be.
And then they go to their agent, I would presume, and say, hey, listen, so-and-so got that much. Why can't you get that much for me?
Well, they possibly blame the agent. They're mad at the team. In this case, that doesn't happen here.
It doesn't.
Well, Julius just got $33 million, and Naz got $25 million. I don't think anybody's really upset about that. I think they're doing fine. They lost Nickeil Alexander-Walker because they're trying to avoid this second apron. I won't go too deep in the woods on this, but they'll miss him. They're the summer league, so this all happened weeks ago. The league should just allow teams to make it official when all the news breaks.
Yeah, because then it looks really stupid.
Yeah, and I know you're just reading the Wolves release because teams never include the money. But it's all been reported by good journalists who get the info from agents or from the team officials themselves.
So you're saying I'm not a good journalist because I didn't have that deep information.
It wasn't very nice of him, was it?
I feel like that was a shot, didn't you?
There's a lot of mansplaining going on early.
What was the man part of that? It came out
months ago, Susie. I realize you're not into sports.
I think you're the sexist. You're just assuming because I'm a man and she's a woman, I'm doing that. I pay attention to the NBA. She does not.
I do not. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And I'm criticizing the league because once all this information came out, they should make it official then to act like they even tweeted out, hey, I think they called Julius the big bully. He's back. Mm. Yeah, we knew that.
Okay.
Weeks ago.
Okay, can I ask one more follow-up about basketball?
Yeah.
So, of course, Karl Anthony Towns is gone.
He's gone. We traded him last year just
today?
Before
Shut
trade
up.
Deadline. Is Susie reporting the Wolves who just traded Karl Towns?
No.
Here's what I'm hearing.
Not my question.
They drafted this guy to Farragut Academy. You try to confirm that, too.
Listen, what I want to say to you, smart mouth.
When Susie gets mad, this is one of the words she uses. Listen.
listen.
Listen, and there's like a little tone about her, but she's really not mad.
I'm not mad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When you talk about the face of a team, Carl Anthony Towns was supposed to sort of be the franchise. And, you know, well, that worked. It didn't. Now they want Carl Anthony Edwards. Do you think that Nas or Randall would be better franchise faces for the team, or do you stick with Anthony Edwards as your face of the team?
I'll answer this way. The best player on the team, clear cut, is Anthony Edwards.
So then
he is, for me, about the sixth or seventh best player in the NBA. And everybody on that team acknowledges it. However, they don't have like a number two player who is, let's say, the 17th or 24th best player. A lot of teams who've won titles have had like one great guy, another guy who's not that far behind. This team is going to try to have to pull that off by combination of a lot of guys in that second group, in the Nas, Julius, Rudy Gobert group, playing very well. And also, I think some people suggest that T.J. Shannon, who is playing great in summer league and really shouldn't be playing summer league anymore, he's too good for it, maybe he could emerge. So maybe it would be Ant and three or four other guys emerging. You also have the other winter team in the news because the Wild announced their schedule today.
Oh, wonderful.
And I would like you, in the 3 o'clock update, to move Laura out, and I would like you to offer up a score for each game of the 82-game schedule, running over at least 35, 40 minutes into Jason's show.
That's what I'm going to do, because I have certainly...
Break down every game.
I have certainly bulldozed my way through your show.
We like your bulldozing.
You do?
What is your ideal hot dog? We went over this earlier.
I feel like a baseball stadium hot dog. Is that? I mean, I don't like...
There's a lot of baseball stadium. You like your boiled or grilled?
I think grilled.
Correct.
Grilled is going to always win. I mean, obviously...
Your bun toasted or not?
I guess toasted be nice, but yep. Hard to do, you know. Hard
not really. You got a grill right there. You put the bun on there.
All right.
Get it done.
Then you can get bun breakage, though.
Yeah.
Well,
some of us are skilled with
it. None of that.
Please, for the love of God, tell me you don't want ketchup on there.
You know what I have to say? I do, but that's all right.
Hit the button.
Oh, are you kidding?
Hit the button.
Am I done?
Hit the button. Yeah, she's done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I don't know if the timing of that works out with Susie's just pointing out something that happened 3 weeks ago when we have the ad on. If it happens, we know about it.
Or we'll tell you about it later.
By the way, somebody says Mondale got smoked in 84. Mondale, that is correct. I was going to say it did. It did work out well for him in 76.
Not.
It didn't work out well for him in 80. Didn't work out well for him in 84.
Right. So his daughter, Eleanor, and I, Eleanor, that's what he called her, and I worked together many years here at WCCO.
I know. I'll remind you this again. Do you know who they offered that shift to first?
Oh, that's right. You.
Me.
That would have been
we
fun.
We could have worked together.
Oh, my God.
I stayed at the Fan, and you ended up working with Eleanor.
I did. I was like, that would have been a hoot.
Who is this person?
A hoot nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, when they said me, you're like, eh. Oh, that would have been so funny.
Get me back to the Fan.
Yeah. No. Eleanor, God bless her, and she's passed, and I love her. We were doing our show back in the day when the Twins were at the Humphrey Metrodome.
The North won the Civil War.
And we were in and we were in a stream, one of those jet stream silver things. Anyway, we're walking down there, and we're like, well, what should we talk about out of the show, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you should probably mention Kirby Puckett. And she said, what happened to Kirby Puckett? And he had passed. Now, that was one that I was surprised
at.
But I'm not going to crack on people who aren't here to defend themselves, but I am going to say sometimes you have
Stop. That is... Okay, we're going to play this Carter soundbite in a little bit. But Dave, did you hear... What Susan K. Jones just said.
Heard it very clearly. She's not going to crack on people that aren't here to defend themselves.
That is the basis of your being.
It is.
With your comments here about people. Oh, my God. And I know I'm included. I know Dave's included. So you just have to know that.
Sorry. Yeah. At any rate. That's another one. Yeah. At any rate.
Who was the biggest jerk to you here at CCO? Of all the people.
Bob Schomper, Daphne Adato,
yep.
Adam Thomas,
yeah,
Jeff McKinney.
Schomper all brought him in.
Adam Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some really awful people.
Yeah. Just called Adam Carter an awful person.
He was a jerk. You know that. I've just shared people. Back in the day, he was a big, growly jerk.
Well, now he's taking the nicotine pouch, and I'm very mad at him about this.
What's he doing that for?
For a year. He kicked cigarettes a long time ago, and he just started, and I'm mad at him about that.
Well, that's terrible. You can get cancer by that way, too.
Yes.
What a doorknob.
We're going to play a comment from Adam Carter from earlier today, which I heard and was stunned by. So I want you to listen to this. Dave, go ahead. Hit the thing. You got the thing?
I'm ready.
Thing is ready here. We got the dressy up open, too.
Okay.
There have been many great moments in the long history of WCCO Radio. These are not those. The Chad Hartman Show now proudly brings you a top five ridiculous statement as heard on WCCO.
I think the airport bar is one of the great places in the world.
Think about that. That was not edited. You know, like Jason's going to Greece soon.
Okay.
I went to Italy a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You might say the Boundary Waters. You might say Washington, D.C. Maybe Machu Picchu. Maybe it's the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
Maybe it's the Great Wall. No, Adam Carter today said... The airport bar is one of the great places. Not in America, Dave Harrigan.
The world.
The world.
The whole world.
The whole world. The airport bar. That's your colleague right there.
He's a simple man.
Man, oh man.
Did you give him crap for it?
I think we just did right here. That was the point.
Right, I mean, to his face.
Oh, of course we did.
Oh, okay.
Of course we did.
Which is your right, I suppose.
Okay, here we go. You just pointed out 90 seconds ago and listed their names of people you just ripped. And then now when we're playing Adam's actual samba, you're like, well, I guess that's your...
I tend to flip-flop, don't I? I'm a little bit like President Trump. Now I'm going to fire Powell, now I'm not. Now I'm going to have a tariff, now I'm not.
Yeah, you are a little bit. But you've been pretty consistent on Schomper, Daphne, and Adam Thomas, and not your
Did I ever tell you that Adam Thomas showed me a picture of something on his computer?
Is this something very inappropriate?
Very, very inappropriate.
Really?
It was when Brett Favre got in trouble.
Yeah.
For
pictures of photos, with Jen Sturger of you know what.
Mm-hmm. And
he brought you in and showed you the picture?
Not in. He was at a desk in the newsroom, and he was Googling it, and all of a sudden, bam, bam. And yeah. I was just like,
yeah, that's,
and then I think he said, oh, I probably shouldn't be doing this. I'm like,
yeah.
You think?
You think? That's probably not.
I've had a couple times at this place I've thought about filing a lawsuit. That was one.
What else?
Chomper and Daphne.
Chomper and Daphne, yeah.
Dark Star.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait a second. Chomper and Daphne, Chomp did not treat women very well.
Oh, he was terrible.
In particular.
Right.
I also had the big battle with him when our guy, Heinze, we all love.
Yeah.
And Heinze, talk radio was not his wheelhouse, right? He was an FM legend. He is one of the greatest human beings ever. This just didn't come as natural to him. So if he could work music in, that was more in his wheelhouse. Great. More power to. We all still think John is a great human being.
Yep.
So one day, you know, it's June, and it's in the 80s. So Heinze plays music from the 80s, right? Because it's in the 80s. Great for Heinze. Great. Fits his wheelhouse.
W-L-O-L.
Doesn't mean fits for everybody else. So Chomper gets all excited about it, sends out an email. Everybody has to play music from the 80s because it's going to be in the 80s again. By the way, it's June. I know it's going to shock you. It was in the 80s. So you know me. I'm like, I'm not playing that. And we just do our normal show. It was no shot at Heinze. It was Heinze's bit, and it worked. Chomper brings us in afterwards.
Who was your producer at the time?
Brendan.
Okay.
And starts screaming at Brendan in front of me. And I stood up out of the chair.
Did you pretty quickly?
Don't you ever scream at him about a decision I made. Brendan, get out of here. If you got a problem, you got a problem with me.
Wow.
Right? Because he was a bully.
He was a bully.
He just was a bully.
Yeah.
And that is not my MO in any way. But he was just blaming Brendan for me being stubborn and being goofy my way.
Yeah.
But yeah, his treatment of you and Jordana and others.
Oh, horrible.
Not good. How about Dark now? Dark? I haven't heard this before.
Oh, this is a great story. I don't think I can tell it on the radio.
Remember, maybe she doesn't like to talk about people when they're not here.
Maybe maybe Lindsay's listening.
Dark's really not here.
Should I tell it?
Yeah, of course you should.
Okay. It was the 80s.
Yeah.
No, it was the 90s.
90s.
When we had Vikings on our air.
Sure. The play-by-play.
Games.
Yeah, the games. Yeah. Got it. Dan Rowe.
Yeah. So it was a Sunday, and he and Bob Lertzma were doing the post-game.
Football
final.
They did that for a long time.
Yep, and I was working Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
still do.
I do, after all this time, 30
So you
years.
Can watch Matlock and just nobody's around and it's...
Eat my cottage cheese. Yeah.
What are you doing with the paper while we're talking here?
It's like I'm ripping it up into little pieces. It's sort of... It allows my brain to work.
Okay.
It sort of juices my...
Got it. No problem.
I'll stop. I'll focus. Although I was focused.
Yeah.
So I go in there to do the news. It's Sunday afternoon and I'm wearing a Viking sweatshirt. I'm still waiting for Lindsay to come in here to tell me not to do this.
Yeah, well.
And he said, Susie Jones, like you, he interrupted me all the time during the news. And he said.
Who would do that?
You. And he says, you look great today. You look fine. You know how he always said.
Yeah.
And I was like,
That was part of Dark, right?
It was. So then I'm wearing a Viking sweatshirt. And he goes, that sweatshirt looks nice. I said, well, I probably shouldn't wear a Viking sweatshirt. I'm supposed to be neutral. But I'm a homer.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll tell you where that sweatshirt look even better. I'm like, where? And he said, laying on my bedpost. And then he realized he'd stepped in it.
Yeah. Which he was capable of quite often.
And then he says to Lertzma,
I don't know if this is going to help him or hurt him.
I know. He goes, you know, Susie's great, man. She's got a nice little kids. They always come with her to work. And Bob Lertzma says on the air, Dark, I'm not getting anywhere near.
Yeah, that was wise. Might have been outside of the bench warmer persona and how well that worked out. Might have been Bob's greatest decision.
Yeah. Ever. But anyway, long and the short of it, I kept the little cassette copy of that.
Oh, of that.
And just maybe that was
just in case.
You know, just in case someone starts
just
to.
Just in case.
Anyway.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, I took up way too much time.
That's fine.
Okay. Love you.
Some legitimate, love you too, legitimate Vance Belter news when we come back. Pella. I can talk Pella. Of course I can talk Pella. Maybe today You're going to go home, you're going to look outside, and you're going to see the rain. Maybe you're going to go home today, and you'll see the rain going away. That would be nice. It looks like the next couple days, the weather will be very, very good. How much do we really know about our windows? Most of us, we don't know much. We know if they're working. We know if there's an issue, we reach out. I know this about my windows. They're now very good because I bought this home quite a few years ago, almost two decades ago. And right away, I found out that home had, guess what, Pella Windows and Doors, this great company celebrating 100 years in business. And I went there last year thinking I wasn't going to move, and I renovated my kitchen. They made it so much better and replaced maybe five or six other windows, and it just reminded me, if you go to PellaNorthland.com or you go to one of their two showrooms in Plymouth and Woodbury, you'll be reminded why they have such great style. Multiple styles, innovators, great warranties, willing to work with any budget, and willing to go to your house for free. Then it turned out I decided to move, and I made sure that house had Pella Windows and Doors. They're great people to work with, and this is a great month. This entire month, here's the offer. No interest if paid in full within 24 months, and so often it's, okay, that's it? No, there's more. And $250 off per window, $500 off per door, PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.